So the time is 8:06 a.m. on September 2017, the fifth day. And my best friend over here is going to ask me three questions. T, question number one, please.
Why are you so scared of relationships?
I'm not necessarily afraid of relationships. I just feel like I am not... Ready? I'm not going to say ready. Because I'm ready for whatever life throws at me. It's just... I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid at all. I just feel like, I don't know. That's a good question, because now I'm all stuck and stuff. But I'm not afraid. I'm
not supposed to be thinking. You're supposed to
just it's
saying what you say.
Okay, so whatever. Afraid. Change. A major change. Being. I'm already like a selfless person, but I feel like at the same time I'm very selfish as well. You know, as far as like sharing, you know, myself with somebody, I'm willing to share, you know, things, but am I ready to devote myself to, you know, devote myself 150% to somebody else? And, you know, which is not a problem, but are they ready to do the same for me? Are they willing to put out what I'm willing to put out? Are they willing to match my effort? You know? Mm-hmm. And I'm willing to take the risk, but I don't know. I guess the real fear comes with the change and the devotion and the commitment and the responsibility, because the only responsibility I have is myself. And to incorporate another human and then to have like complete consideration on their feelings and adjust my ways to consider, you know, how they may feel or how they may react, it's scary. At the same time, I'm maybe nervous about, you know, them not wanting me, maybe. And settling for less. But not to look at it as settling, just following through with something. I guess that's what it is, you know? Because I feel like relationships... at my age, it's gonna be, you know, long term. That's it. And, you know, finals and anything that's, you know, pretty much an end to something, you know, can be scary. And I feel like, you know, a relationship for me right now at this time, it's gonna be something that's final, last thing. Something that I'm gonna definitely, you know, put my all into, and I'm afraid that, you know, I'm gonna commit halfway and then just give up.
Why?
That's my fear.
How is the thing you think that?
Because I cannot. I feel like I'm just. I just.
You're cutting yourself short.
I feel like, you know what I mean, like that. That spark, and it's just, I need that continuous, you know, stimulation. And I guess I can, you know, teach my partner to, you know, work with my partner to, you know, help stimulize, you know, my mind and everything like that. But then I do that, and then I have the perfect partner, and then that's it. But exactly, it's like, what's it? What am I, like, what do I feel like I'm going to be missing out on, pretty much? You know what I mean? So it's just, I guess it's just fear of, you know, future. Which I typically don't have fear in, you know, pretty much anything else. And it's just like when it comes to this, what's my fear? Letting somebody down that, you know what I mean, I potentially want to spend my life with. That person I want to spend my life with, they have to be able to, you know, be able to work with me. And how many people are able to, you know, work with me in the way I think and, you know, be on the same wavelength.
That being said, you won't know until you try it, man.
Absolutely right. I won't know until I try.
I just don't think to wonder if it would work, could it work, but then to actually let it unfold on its own, something totally different. Like, you can't predict that. That's nature.
I feel with me, it's just... Because that's it. Once I get into, you know what I mean? Like, just decide that, you know, this is what it is. It's, I feel like maybe I'm, you know, losing out on something and, you know, like, but I'm not. I'm not. I'm still going to be able to live my life the way I want to. I'll just be, you know, sharing it with somebody. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's ideal.
And at the end of the day, there's nothing wrong with, like, expecting more out of yourself. You know what I mean? If it doesn't happen the way you expect it, that doesn't mean that it's not right. That doesn't mean that it wasn't meant to happen the way that it's happening. You still have to give it a chance. You can't just not, you know.
Give it a chance. Yeah. And I'm all about chances. I'm all about chances. But I guess, honestly, this is probably what scares me the most. The whole, you know, because it's going to require a different me. I'm going to have to, you know, make sacrifices, which is okay. Nothing wrong with that, you know. It's for the best, but am I ready for that? That's the question. I don't want to push myself or force myself into a situation that I'm not ready for or comfortable with doing. When I'm ready to do something and make something happen, I'll know it and I'll do it. Mm-hmm. I guess with me, I'm just nervous about bringing somebody else into it and, you know, being considerate of somebody else's feelings. I just...
It's a lot to deal
with. It's a lot to deal with. It's a lot to cope with, you know?
It's a lot to deal with by yourself. At the end of the day. Like,
it is a lot to deal with by myself, but... It's my life, and I have to deal with it by myself. I can share it with you, but at the end of the day...
The decision you finally come to is the decision you have to live with, like yourself. You know what I'm saying? So, I really think about it, you know?
And I have. And I also try not to overthink about shit. You know, because I know, you know, if it's meant to be, things will be... I don't have to force anything or manipulate a situation because it's going to happen and play out the way it's supposed to play out. Mm-hmm. And I'm just really confident. And just with that being said, I don't take anything for granted. I'm very appreciative of everything and everyone. But at the same time, I just have to, it just has to happen naturally and flowy and just, you know.
See.
At the same time, there's nothing wrong with the push, though. There's nothing wrong with the push. I feel like, you know. I'm always too busy being, you know, independent and handling things on my own. Maybe, I don't know, for somebody to take over or just, you know what I mean? Like, just control the situation. That would be okay as well. That's kind of a turn on as well. Just, you know, I'm just used to always being the dominant one. That's it. Just what I'm used to. Because I'm used to always having my way. And
yeah, but how mad... Just... Throwing it out there. How mad would you have been if I was like, nah, I ain't doing it. We're done. How mad would you have been?
I would have been very upset.
I know you would. I know you would, but that's...
But just like a... I don't know, just...
That's what I really wanted to do, though.
I know, but just... I'm a spoiled child. I was raised alone. I have siblings, but I'm... Used to getting my way, used to not manipulating, but just, you know, getting my way and just I'll get my way, but I'm very appreciative of it. And that's okay. But sometimes just to... No, that's it. The authority, that's... It's okay. It's authority. Fuck it. You know what I mean? I can't. Fuck it. I'll bitch and moan maybe a little bit, but at the end of the day, it is what it is. Thank you for giving in to me, though. So, this is question number 2.
If there was one thing you could change about me, what would it be?
One thing I could change about you? It would be your whole perspective on life. Basically. Pretty much. Because I think you're pretty much... You're good. But I think you just have like a negative outlook and a negative self-image. So I would definitely change your whole self-image and how you view yourself. I would want you to view yourself the way I view you. That's what I would change. Next question.
When you have a kid, whether it's a boy or a girl, what's the names?
Well, if it's a girl, I always said that I would name my daughter after her dad. No matter what his name is, I would name her after her dad. And her middle name would be Amor. A boy, if I had a boy, his name would be Amor and a T name. I don't know exactly what it is. I haven't never really thought about a boy name, but a girl name, she would be named after her dad, middle name Amor. And I think for my boy, I would probably, his first name would be Amor. I love that name, Amor. That's my favorite.
Good choice.
And for the record, I do not believe in God. I believe in the concept of a God, a higher power, but not an actual man, person, super being sitting up in the cloud dictating our lives, watching us live and do what we do. Not that. God, the whole concept of Him is within us. The principles behind Him, like as far as forgiving and loving and helping, that's the way humanity was supposed to be. Period. And I feel like with God, and Jesus was a real person. I definitely believe that 100%. And His whole purpose, I believe in that. Maybe a reminder to man that, you know, of love and purity and, you know, peacefulness, and that I believe in. But as far as like praying to this person and praising them, yeah, we can be thankful for what they've, you know, the demonstration and the example of what they represent. But I don't feel like we owe them as much as we think we do. I think it's more personal. You know what I mean? Like, it's more of a personal type of accomplishment to
give ourselves more credit.
Like, we're trained and dictated to not, you know, accept responsibility. Good responsibility and bad responsibility. Like, you know, when something happens that we don't like, we're quick to blame the next person or blame the situation instead of just taking responsibility for what it is and the situation we placed ourselves in. Even when we do something good, we don't give ourselves enough credit. We're quick to say, oh, thank you, God, and thank somebody else. Like, not even realizing that, you know, you yourself made that happen. Maybe with a little, you know, encouragement and faith from the words of Jesus and God, cool. But you yourself, as a human being, made that shit happen. And I feel like we don't, the responsibility works both ways. So, random, but yep, that's my whole take on religion. Salads are boring, by the way. What is a salad? Just fucking grass and dried up crusty bread and fucking
crouton here.
Yeah, that's what the dried up crusty bread is. Croutons, couple of vegetables. No, no, this is a salad. Cheese, pepperoni, some bacon, some hamburger. Throw a little bit of chicken up in there, some barbecue sauce, mix it all together. Oof.
Sit that bacon
extra.
On sausage, B.
Sit my bacon on the sausage, B. Bacon on the sausage. That's pork on pork. Pork and bacon? I'd fucking do it. I've done it. Mm-hmm. I've had pork sausages and bacon with some eggs, some fucking French toast, some what? A baconator. I don't think I've ever had a baconator, though. I've never had a baconator. Not a baconator. I don't really fuck with fast food like that. And if I go to a restaurant, I will not order a cheeseburger and I will not order chicken. Restaurants, I only order steak and seafood. Nothing else. Everything else can be made at home, picked up along the way, whatever. But steak and seafood are my specialties. My goal is a Blue Lobster. Mm-hmm. That's my 2-year goal. Blue Lobster. Nope. I can go right to fucking Capitol Grill down by Seaport Boulevard. Oh, they have it. Okay. It's about $175, but
for a Blue Lobster.
But you know what? I'm worth it, and it's going to fucking happen. I'm going to have a Blue Lobster, and I'm going to be like, fuck you. Post it on social media. Brag about it to my grandkids, and that's it. And then after that, my 3-year goal is to have a transparent lobster, which they do have in the Mediterranean Sea. It's a clear lobster, you know what I mean? Glows underwater. Yeah, yeah. Lobsters are my goal. Once I, you know, buy my yacht and become a hood pirate, a hood yuppie pirate, straight out of the Boston Harbor. Piracy, that's so awesome. I'm gonna be on the fucking open seas robbing fucking cruise ships and shit like that, and nobody can do anything because guess what? Because niggas be doing shit and can't get arrested. So fuck you guys, go on your little cruise ships in about 5 years because I will be robbing all y'all niggas and living off the, not the land, but the water. Fuck yeah.